RDU 98.5, welcome back to the Breakfast Show. And I'm absolutely delighted to have in the studio with me right now the Green Party candidate for the Islam electorate, Mike Davidson. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Liam. How are you going?
I'm very well. How are you?
Excellent.
Are you enjoying the campaign trail?
I'm loving the campaign trail. At the same time, I'm looking forward to being over.
Yeah, I can imagine. Like, it doesn't seem that long at the start, but I'm sure by the end of it, you think, oh, this is dragged out a little bit.
Well, it's a long process. Like, we started this, I guess, the end of last year, you know, seeking selection to the list. And yeah, it's been a long time, but it's actually really exciting. And like, when we look at what the polls are saying, the Greens are doing excellent, which is fantastic.
Yeah, very exciting times, actually. And I'm really excited to see the outcome of this election. But just start off with, as I do with all candidates who come in, could you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, not a problem. I'm former city councillor, so on city council for 6 years, from 2016 to 22. And during that time, I chaired the Urban Development and Transport Committee. That was, I guess, my focus during that time. I'm kind of a bit of an environmentalist and want to try and see a lot of action on climate change. I knew for cities where we have such high emissions that the transport sector was a really good place to work. So that was sort of my focus over the last, you know, 6 years, especially the last three of that. Prior to that, I was actually working for the Earthquake Commission, which was fascinating in itself.
I
saw a lot, and that actually sparked my interest in trying to get into community politics. I grew up in a Labour family. And my father and grandfather were life members of the Labour Party, and both me and my brother are Green, in the Green Party, or both Green. And I think that kind of shows that, like, we've got the Labour values, but the Labour's shifted, you know,
and we've stayed the same. Agree,
And our values suddenly were green. So,
very good. So, because you have the unique position of being a city councillor prior to running. Funnily enough, the other person in the same spot as Raph Manji, who's also running the island. But how do you think being working in local government can inform your decision making in central government?
I think it's I would say it'd be an excellent apprenticeship being in local government. And you understand how process works, how democracy works, how things aren't that quick, you know, to turn around. But also I think it's allowed us to see what the relationship is like between local and central government. And quite frankly, it's not working.
And
things need to change. And I think if we have MPs that have local government experience, I think it's actually going to benefit local government, cities and towns as well.
I was at, it was for the Word Festival. It was Gone by Lunchtime, the spin-off podcast, which they recorded live at the piano. And Leanne Dalzell was a special guest, and she said one of the biggest things that needs to change in central government is its relationship to local government. Like, do you think central government underutilizes local government and is a tool for itself?
Absolutely. I think part of the problem is that they're too late to come to local government for the conversation.
Yeah, right.
And they're already halfway down the road of what they want to achieve before engage. And that's what needs to change. They need to actually strengthen that relationship with local government and realise actually, you know, what local government does is so important for cities. Like, most things that happen in a city is because of local government, not because of central government. And I think the relationship between the two needs to be better. And I think if we look at local government at the moment, you know, the funding mechanism is flawed. And central government needs to actually fix that.
Yeah, right. I could talk about this for hours, but we really should move on. Because you are running in Islam, tell me, you were saying before we did this interview, you've obviously been doing lots of door knocking, talking to a lot of people in Islam. What are kind of the biggest challenges they're raising, biggest issues they're raising?
Oh, look, there's a combination of things. Obviously, there's the immediate. So there's people struggling with the cost of living, cold, damp houses.
Totally.
And also there's actually the bigger issue, which is climate change. Especially a lot of the students, they're struggling with both, right? They're struggling with getting by every day. And they're realizing we're not doing enough to fix the climate. And they're massive issues. And I think when I've been talking to them, the Green Party's plans, policies actually really resonate with them. And they realize that we've got the answer to actually achieve these things that are actually creating issues for them.
I think that's a really good segue. Because at the end of the day, a lot of people want to see realistic change in their day-to-day life, and policy doesn't immediately translate to that necessarily. So in terms of what the Greens are proposing, their policies, how will that realistically look day-to-day in someone's life if this policy was to be implemented?
I think it's going to have significant change to people's lives. We've got to realise, you know, political parties have engineered the system over decades. And basically serving the privileged and disadvantaged those that are not. We have to change that. And so if you look at what the Greens are planning to do by introducing a wealth tax, we can actually get enough money so everyone has a decent shot at life. And like if we can give people on lower incomes or you know, students, etc., more money in their back pocket to actually spend so they don't have to choose to either heat their house or buy food, you know, then everyone's going to be better off. Like, we want our students to be able to focus on studying, not worrying where they're going to get the next dollar from.
Totally.
And and quite frankly, they shouldn't have to be working hours and hours every week just to get by. So I don't know, I think if you look at what the Greens are planning to do, actually people are going to be better off. They're going to have warm, dry houses to live in. They're going to have more money every week. You know, free trips to the dentist. All these things are really good for people. And at the same time, we're actually going to restore and protect the environment and take bold action on climate change.
Yeah, Ilam is interesting because whilst actually there are almost rural parts to Ilam, there is obviously dense housing as well. How do we kind of, how do we marry sort of the high density housing and living with positive climate impacts?
Well, look, it's been a interesting conversation, you know, housing density, and you know, I saw that on city council.
I was
booed by a certain demographic because I want to ensure we have high density housing for people, you know, young people coming into the housing market. And it's a shame that people want to shut them out. Like, the reality is, there are lots of students in Ireland that I've been speaking to that actually love the community, but they know they can't afford to live in there unless they're living in a flat with probably five other flatmates that's cold and damp. You know, that's not the type of city I want them to inherit. And so we've got to actually ensure that we create high density living to actually give people more housing choice. That's a reality. We have to, as a city, grow in and up and not sprawl out. And the key to that, though, is making sure we have really good urban design so they actually work with existing communities at the moment. And it can be done, but I think too often the narrative's changed by people that just want to oppose it. And they talk about concrete jungles and things like that. High density does not have to be a concrete jungle.
Yeah, totally.
It can actually be a really good environment where people can thrive.
Yeah, absolutely. Very well said. And it's nice to hear someone saying it as well. I want to just flip this on its head a little bit to something a little more positive. And obviously you've been Ilam lots. What are kind of its biggest opportunities and strongest aspects?
Oh, look, I've loved going around there, and I think one of the things is the environment, right? It's actually a really green suburb at Leitrim, and I think that's excellent. And obviously in the heart of Ilam, you know, we've got the university.
Yeah, super
and,
cool.
And so many students, and the students want to see change. They want to see positive change. And I think, you know, if they get out to vote, they're going to actually be able to, you know, make sure this election goes the right way. And totally, then we can actually see some of those positive changes, more trees in there, an already a leafy area. I'm excited about actually what we've potentially got in front of us.
Absolutely. And I miss living in Ireland. It was the greatest time of my life. It was so cool. And finally, I ask this question to everyone who comes on, because we are RDU and we love the arts and local arts. What music are you listening to at the moment?
Oh, look, I can't get out of my childhood growing up in a household with, like, listening to The Queen and Pink Floyd.
Fair enough.
Elvis, and I'm still sort of stuck in that generation.
Yeah.
I actually love Queen, right? It's probably my favourite band. So I'd like to listen to that. But I'm pretty chill when it comes to music, and I just put on you know, YouTube, and it just starts playing a song and then another song, and it just keeps going.
It's great, right? Yeah. So handy. No, my father's much the same, was raised on Queen, and it passes down from generation to generation as well.
Yeah,
I'm there. Anyway, Mike, thank you so much for joining me this morning. It's really appreciated. I'm really appreciative of you coming on, and it's super refreshing to hear your thoughts and opinions. So thank you so much for joining me this morning.
No, thanks, Liam. My pleasure.